Click, baby, click.
Boom, baby, boom.
I have a story about that. Go onto the Amazon Prime. Watch the new Tick pilot.
What?
It's not horrible.
Oh, yeah?
They're doing a new Tick animated series?
Not animated.
Oh, live action again?
It is. It wasn't horrible.
Yeah, the bar is really low, so.
Yeah, right. Yes. Well, compared to the last one, which was a complete utter piece of garbage. There was only one episode on there that I could see, so I watched it. I thought it was okay.
I'll check it out. For sure. I will watch it with a healthy dose of skepticism tonight after the show.
Okay. Get back to me.
I will.
I gotta get that song out of my head. That's all I can hear. Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Rumbastic. Mr. Lava Lava.
Mr. Fantastic. Fantastic. Touch my back and said Mr. Rowe.
Puzzle Warriors cover Shaggy.
All right, anything to add to change here? We're good to roll?
I think we've got enough added.
Yeah, I think we're satisfied.
Okay.
Please proceed at your convenience. Hold on.
Please proceed. Okay. Stop! True Believers, and welcome to the 53rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always. Man, it makes me laugh every time in my head. KS72, come Stinky on, Beat 15, better known as Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. I'm never going to get past that, I don't think.
Apparently, it's done some permanent comedy damage.
I just always hear it in my head, and then I go to the snoo-snoo episode of Futurama, and it just all plays together, and I just... Sorry, okay? Sorry.
That's quite all right.
Hello, folks.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Things are going my way.
Wow.
Everything's coming up Millhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things are coming up Everything's coming up Millhouse. Yeah, enough so. Enough so that I have virtually nothing to complain about.
Wow.
One minor disappointment that I've been able to muscle through that.
Okay. Good job for you.
Yeah.
All right. What
about you guys? Are you wallowing in some sort of quagmire of despair, or...?
Most of the time.
All right.
I'm in training, so it's just all nothing but boringness.
Yeah. Cool. I got lots of work to do, and it never seems to get done, so... Tough. Hey, we're covering the week of August 24th through the 31st. This week's events, sponsored by Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium. Who needs that expensive vape rig when you can smoke your liquid with a pipe? Feel the need to be even more pretentious than your average vapor enthusiast? Come on down to Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium. We put the D in douche.
Oh, that was unexpected.
I don't know how they're making the D, but I don't know. There you go.
Needed a little flair.
The minimum amount of flair?
Yes. The 15 pieces.
Your Deadpool dailies for the week. Today, Wednesday, was a purple Spider-Man. Thursday, red Daredevil. Friday, red She-Hulk. Saturday, black Deadpool. Sunday, black Gamora. Monday, purple Widow. Tuesday, green Loki. Wednesday is a blue Dream Warrior. Anything special there jumping out at anybody?
Nope.
No, not entirely. I've been, for whatever reason, really on the fence. I thought I was done championing 3 stars.
Okay.
But I've been... playing a lot of, because she's been powered up, I've been playing a lot of Gamora lately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, she's better than I remember. Maybe I should give her a second chance.
That cheap sword slash is nice.
It really is. It's a bargain. Yeah. Skullcracker's fun if no one else is using their green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Bad Reputation is a solid. So that'll give me something to think about when that cover's sitting there on the vine taunting me.
Okay. Good deal. For your 5-day 4-star crash. Of the Titans. Last we met, X-23 was coming up to fight Elektra. How did anybody fare?
Oh, it was the worst thing ever.
Wow.
Oh, it wasn't that bad, but I have her at 111, so I was only able to bump her up to level 78, so, you know, no good results, but boy, I made it way farther than I thought I could with just one level of Savage Healing.
Mm. I think
really helped.
What did I say I was at? Like 212 or something like that? Not a lot.
Right.
But... yeah, the problem was my very first fight, I got close, and that gave me hope, which wasted the next 15 health packs mm-hmm. and who knows how much of my life trying to, couldn't even get close again. It was sad, sad affair.
Yeah, I did manage to win. It took 17 tries.
Wow.
So I woke up, for whatever reason, at like 6 a.m. on Saturday. I played it 10 times, used all my health packs, and then went back to sleep. Got up and did things later, and then a noonish played it another 7 times, and was finally able to win it. It was brutal.
Wow. Good for you. I can't wait to see. You probably already opened it, so
I have
you'll tell
not.
Me about
I have
it
that
later.
Token, and I think out of a vault, I got another Latest Legends token, so I'll be opening both of those later.
Ooh. Whoa. Yeah. Holy macholy. Yeah, that was... Go ahead, Ray.
The only thing I was going to add was that X-23, I couldn't do anything with her because I was trying to champion Ragnarok before I lost his covers.
Okay.
I couldn't put any ISO into her. So, yeah, level 94 just wasn't enough.
Right. I mean, 78 clearly wasn't enough, but I also started strong like you did, so it kind of roped me in for another 2 fights, but I'm not as tenacious as you guys. So after that, I realized I was just going to not win. And I also realized that, you know, once a week I get together with my friends and I co-host a show about Marvel Puzzle Quest. We do a segment where we break down a character, tell you all about their powers. I had no idea that Sidestep did damage. I got wrecked by her sidestep, and I'm like, what's happening? Why does it keep hurting me?
Didn't we just do Electra a few weeks ago?
It was very recently, and I was just blown away. Once I realized that I was getting wrecked by sidestep, I'm like, I'm out. I'm not playing this anymore.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, and funny. I'm the one who does that segment.
Don't you listen to yourself?
I do. I listen every Friday. I listen to the show. I live the show every Wednesday and re-listen to it every Friday to see how it came out in post. And man, it just gone. Just flitters away.
That is funny.
I don't know what's happening to me. I need to make room up there for fantasy football stats.
That's true. Let me tell you about the next one. Tomorrow.
Yes.
Ghost Rider.
Ugh.
Oh, I thought you'd be more excited than that.
I love the Ghost Rider. He's the best, but... My Ghost Rider is horribly ineffective. I have him at like 3 levels of Hellfire and then 0/0.
Oh.
So he's as ineffective as possible.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm going to have a good shot. My Ghost Rider is a 4/4/4.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, you got that nailed.
I probably have to dump some ISO into him. He's only level 152 right now, but...
That's plenty.
But boy, do I enjoy Penance there. It is something fierce.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I don't even know if you... I'm expecting to win at 2/3/4 level 115.
That's a lot of pants there.
I'm going to let him beat on me for a little bit and then give him the funky eyeball and hope it works.
If you can save up enough to do it a couple times, it really, really puts the beat down on.
Yeah, it always seems to take a while to charge, though. How much does that cost? It's quite a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not
12,
overly cheap.
12 black.
So.
But at level 4, it's 150% damage, so I've been enjoying that.
And then I know you're waiting for the next one, Ian.
I probably, no.
It's everybody's favorite 4-star Hulk.
Yeah, but I see him, and you'll be fine. If I remember correctly, you've got green at 5, so you're solid there. The other two abilities don't seem to do anything, so I suspect you'll win, and they're not going to necessarily give you a choke cover, so there's no shame in you dominating that challenge.
Yeah, I've got him at 5/3/0.
Yeah, you're fine. Was 3 is 3 the math of it?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I don't have any hot dog healing.
Good. Who cares? You got that.
But wait, I have him at level 70, so I'll totally have to level him up. But sure. I'll have to try and remember to save some ISO for next week. But
yeah, I mean, unless his opponent is really debilitating in some way, I think you'll be fine.
I don't remember who he fights, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I was just trying to find it myself because I really want to know. I have him at 4/0/2, so I don't have the...
You don't have the math.
The math. Oh, yeah, I've got the hot dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't find him. I have the list up, and I can't find him.
That's all right. We'll never know.
Yeah.
But,
we'll know early next week.
I'm confident in both of your abilities to win at that one.
All right, your story events going on right now. One of my favorite stories. I think it's one of Ian's favorite stories. Yes?
No. Yeah, for
Web
sure.
Web Wonder. Running right now with Howard teaming up with Spider-Man to go check out what's going on with Aunt May and the Kingpin of Crimes off Broadway show. It's a good time. $35,000 gets you a Black Captain Marvel, $54,000 for the CP, top 10 spots get a Drax, and 11 through 200 are She-Hulk covers.
I've been really pounding that event to try and get the CP, and man, Kingpin, he gets rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because his thugs always keep generating yellow for him.
Yeah.
So yes, he's always like, I summon them thugs. I summon more thugs. I summon
thugs. His purple generates yellow for him.
Yeah, and then I gambit them away and just keep hammering you with my giant finger of doom.
Yeah, and then, you know, they're throwing countdown tiles out there, and then they're getting reduced by the hood's intimidation. It's just...
Last one I played, I played the 1-4 times to get the command point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The fourth time I played it, you know, obviously Iron Fist and Cage went down, and I just had an Invisible Howard doing nearly 0 points of damage for like half an hour to finally win that thing. Howard had like 400 hit points for, at easily 25, 30 minutes.
Wow.
And I was just doing matches, and then I'd finally get enough green, because I have like one green and one purple, so I'm invisible, and I'd I'd charge up green, and then make other matches that weren't green till there was a big pile of green on the board so I could give them the old quack foo.
Yeah, for sure.
And like my purple while I was invisible was doing, I don't know, like 132 points of damage to them each turn. And I was just, and Kingpin's got...
He's level 319. Yeah.
Yeah, it took a while. It took a while.
By the way, from what I see, Cho fights the blue furball beast.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
And the reason I couldn't find it is I was trying to do a search, and it's labeled Totally Average Hulk. It doesn't have Cho, it doesn't have Amadeus. He just called him Totally Average Hulk.
Poor Cho.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, Venom Bomb.
Ooh,
is coming up next.
I like that event, too.
We got some news on that coming up here in Topic 2. But for right now, 38,000 gets you Blue She-Hulk, 64,000 for the CP. Top 100 folks are getting that brand new Spider-Woman.
Ooh.
And 101 to 200 are getting Human Torch.
Man. Human Torch it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking, too. I'm like, okay, another level for my Human Torch.
See, these are two events that I don't mind playing, so I don't feel too badly. But I did, when I looked at Webbed Wonder and looked at the prizes, I was like, all right, get a place of Webbed Wonder. Oh, I'm going to get a She-Hulk.
Non-season time, so Nefarious Foes just finished up. If you played in that one, 800 got you a Black Mystique. First base was a green X-23. 1300 got you the CP. Top spot was Ant-Man. And 2 through 100 were the Hulk. Earth's Mightiest Heroes is running now. 800 gets you a green Hulk. Top spot, or 1,000 is Ant-Man, sorry. 1300 for the CP. Top spot is a Howard the Duck. Would love to get that. Got no chance. And 2 through 100 are Doreen the Squirrel Girl. All right.
That sounds appealing.
It is to me.
No, I agree. It's a good character. It's a good... But you're right. I'm with you. I'm never going to get a first in a PvP.
Yeah. I've done it twice, I think, ever.
Really? Never.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's two more times than I...
That was one of my big leaps up in the game was when I got a compile of Daredevil covers all at once.
Yeah, I remember that day. That was a good day.
However, I would want to mention, this is the first time the Nefarious Foes was... Holy crap, it was so enjoyable. I played a lot of Nefarious Foes because boosted, championed Red Hulk is just devastating. And as it turns out, you match him up with IM-40 and, I don't know, somebody uses Red-Blue. Because IM-40 generates a ton of Red-Blue, but also a modicum of green and purple.
Right.
Which Red Hulk just soaks up and crushes everyone. So, yeah, it was kind of fun to play that, you know, play the first 5 rounds of a game, have Red Hulk hammer an anvil everyone, and then start on the next fight.
Yeah, that's what he does.
That sounds solid. Makes me a little bit jealous, a little bit wistful. Someday I'll have a 4-star character that I can play.
Unfortunately, I got up a decent, you know, number of points in Nefarious Foes, and then... immediately got crushed back down because, as it turns out, although Red Hulk is great offensive, IM-40 is not good defensive.
He's not a good break team?
No, not at all.
Yeah, because he just gets killed right away.
Yeah, everybody targets him and then it's over.
Yeah. All right, new news, folks.
Yeah.
Over our friends over at Marvel.com have released the latest piecing together segment. So here's some details more about Spider-Woman and the new shield levels. Spider-Woman, Jessica Drew. First power, Seeking Redemption. We can go. I think we went through these, but there's a little bit more details now. 9 black. She places a 4-turn countdown tile on the board while active. She intercepts targeted attacks, resisting 10% of the damage. Very much like Colossus. However, if the attack is below 584 damage, she dodges it and resists 75% of that damage. So I'm assuming that 584 number goes up, in levels of that power.
Right.
That's a cute thought.
Or maybe that 584 is based on her hit points, so it would go up, you know, as she leveled. Maybe the resistance goes up.
Of the first one, instead of 10%, the 20%.
Oh, right. Sure.
Right.
Maybe at level 5, she resists all the damage of the low shots. I don't know. Just guessing.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Second power, love and fear. It's her pheromones. For 8 purple, you can choose love or fear. If you pick love, you remove one enemy special tile. If you choose fear, she creates hidden trap tiles that deal 1,047 damage if matched by the enemy. I'm sure that goes up in level as you go. And then her last ability is called System Shock, which for a whopping 14 red, does 954 damage to the target, 204 is an AoE, and stuns a random enemy for one turn. So a little bit more info coming up there. She comes out on Thursday the 25th. You can get her in, as we mentioned, in Venom Bomb. She will also be a buffed character in Magnetic Mayhem, which is coming out on the 28th, and her featured event will be Oscorp Heroic on Monday the 29th.
Right. She was also going to be in the Howard Duff PvP as a buffed character.
I see. I missed that.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Shield rank. Slightly more info. That will be released in the next R108 update, which is coming out on Monday the 29th. This first version gives players ISO 8 rewards and access to different features. Players will gain XP from everyday actions like buying packs and improving their roster by recruiting, leveling, and championing characters. All existing players will be grandfathered in starting at very least at level 5, which grants access to all the in-game features, versus modes, alliances, etc. Which seems to imply that until you get to level 5, you can't play in versus mode or join an alliance. So I guess for new players, as they power their way through the prologue, they will start to gain their
shield levels
there.
Yes.
It says maximum players, I don't know what makes you a maximum, but they will be grandfathered into level 65, but gaining all the rewards you would have gained the day they logged in to R108. So you're not losing anything by being an existing player. So that's nice of them.
Yeah, that's going to be just a really huge windfall of stuff on Monday.
And then there will be more things on shield clearance levels coming up in what appears to be 109 that says allowing players to choose the rewards they want to compete for, ... So hopefully we'll...
Sorry, I just read that. It says, wait, yeah. I said too much.
Yeah. Hopefully we will try and find out more for you by next show to see what we can dig up on this. But sounds like it could be exciting. Competing for different rewards sounds like fun.
For sure. This
for shizzle?
It's a lot. I feel like it was not so long ago that championing, was
You're
boom.
Oh my god, look at this.
Yeah, no, I feel like championing's already old news, and they're like, here's something else. Keep it coming. They are busy little bees over there at Demiurge.
All right, Ray, I'm going to mix it up. Let's just hit the 107 minor update before we hit the 108.
I talked you into it.
You
that
did.
Little comment I made. Okay.
I think we covered the last one last week about the amount of damage you take when you retreat, but a new add-on starting on the 18th. If you look at Black Bolt, Quake, or Kamala Khan, they now have the Inhumans affiliation. That is all.
Oh,
all right.
Cool.
More importantly, R108, all kind of stuff. Shield ranking, parts 1 and 2, as we mentioned. Here's a nice change. The roster button will now indicate how many covers are in the reward cache, so you don't have to click that button to go see what's in there. She-Hulk's Furious Charge no longer drains team-up AP.
Yay!
Because that seemed to always happen, and you'd be like, oh, I took away all their team-up.
Yeah, after they've already used their team-up ability.
Yeah. Ms. Marvel's Sonic Boom at levels 1 through 4 no longer attempts to drain black if there isn't any left from activating it. I'm not sure what that did if it tried to drain it. Oh, I suppose that it drains some other color then. I suppose it's less of a reward now. Anyway.
Yeah, if only I knew someone who played with Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel.
Well, when you Sonic Boom it, it drains one of your other colors. I never noticed that if I used all my black to Sonic Boom, it didn't do anything at times. Like, that it also tried to drain the zero from the black.
Right.
So I guess I hadn't noticed that was a thing. Nova's Rocket Man, because as always...
Yeah,
Rocket
welcome
Man
back,
changes.
Nova!
Now deals the correct amount of damage. I think that's the second or third time I think we've read that over the months. Jean Grey's Phoenix levels can be increased from Black Bolt's Silent King power after she's been revived by From the Ashes. So
that sounds awful.
Yeah, even more Phoenix power. Black Bolt Silent King is now a team up.
Ooh.
That's something.
That is wacky. A-plus for that.
Here's another return of one of our favorites. Fastball Special.
Yeah!
After using Fastball Special, passives that activate when a power is activated no longer fire a second time.
That's good.
I never used Colossus or his Fastball, so can't say I noticed.
Oh, I get it used on me. Mm. When I get it used on me and, like, Old Man Logan gets two of his red powers off for one Fastball Special, it's a little irritating.
Gotcha. The game will now display players correctly after joining an alliance.
I don't know what was wrong.
Yeah, I didn't notice that bug at all.
Yeah.
Tapping the top of the champion reward list will no longer go to the resources screen. Can't say I noticed.
Yeah, I don't wildly tap things when I'm in different screens normally. Yeah.
Board will now reshuffle after all possible board actions are resolved. This one I did notice, and it was bugging me. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I have made matches, and you can see by the way things are going to fall that you're going to get a cascade.
Yep.
And it'll reshuffle before the cascade hits.
Yeah.
Oh, I did notice that cascade. Once. Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring it up, and then I saw this in 108. I'm like, all right, they're taking
care
of it.
Man, that's irritating.
Yeah.
Training characters is now present for non-active damage characters in the training screen. I'm not sure what that means.
I was just going to say, I don't even understand the sentence you just read to me. I've been playing this game for like 2.5 years.
Training characters is now present for non-active damaged characters. Well, I don't know what it means by non-active.
I was thinking if you have an event up that, you know, doesn't have not all the characters are available, then those people would be non-active.
Oh, maybe you're right.
But I don't know. That still doesn't seem to fit the... I don't know. Yay, it's a bug fix.
Yeah. Champion characters' star rarity colors in the roster of opposing players display correctly. Can't say I noticed. And one little tidbit here, they threw in a screenshot of what happens when you go from shield rank 65 to shield rank 66. You're going to get 30,000 ISO as a prize. So, yeah. Plan ahead.
Wow. First off, that's way up there, according to what, you know, what we know so far.
Yeah.
Right, because you have to be maxed to get.
Man, I want 30,000 ISO as a reward.
Yeah, I can't wait till Monday and see how much ISO I get for whatever level I happen to attain.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about that stuff. Can't wait.
I'm very curious if the person's shield rank, like if you go into your alliance teammates, if you can look at your team, you know, you can look at your teammates' rosters, if you'll be able to see what their shield rank is and how that'll be displayed.
Mm.
Oh, probably, and I'm not sure. I was still entertained by the mock-up agent that they have who is receiving this shield rank that of how many... potential recruit tokens they have stockpiled.
Yeah, Jessica Drew herself is getting that reward.
Right, yep, and she knows the value of having 99 plus hero tokens waiting to open.
And like, whatever it was, 9,000 hero points or something.
Yeah, yeah, and a large amount of hero points and a scant few ISO. She's really excited about those 30,000 coming her way.
I bet. Venom Bomb, as I said, there's a change coming up, which I don't understand and it makes my head hurt. Because I don't know why they would do this. But it says, they've adjusted the powers of Carnage and Venom. In many instances, Carnage will have reduced power levels in his powers. Most notably, Carnage will not have symbiote size power in any mission. Why? Why would you take away what makes him super dangerous?
In your mind or for, you know, clearly what I guess is the majority of players. If you're a lower level player... You're having trouble with that final mission where he comes rushing out and symbiote size you to death by like the third or fourth move and you complain about it. Or if you're a higher level player, you've spent a lot of money on this game and how dare the developers challenge you in any way. Yeah. So then you complain about that. So like you should just show up, win, and go home. That's the same reason that, when they broke your heart with the, I can't believe a one star can stun all my characters. Just delete Venom. Just delete him. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I'm feeling about that.
Yep.
And it says the Carnage rules power is limited to one power level. So that's his other damage skill. So he's now going to be a 0-5-1. Boo, that's dangerous.
Yeah. Well.
Ooh, I don't know what they're thinking here. I just don't get it.
I'm hoping we're misunderstanding something.
I hope so too.
I don't think we are, but.
That's what it says.
I don't get it.
And then for Venom, it says missions where Venom is part of a team that has symbiotes in it, Symbiote Fury is going to be limited down to one. Again, I don't mind some missions being hard. I don't know why we need to nerf everything down.
I don't know. So I'm with you. I've got nothing to do but pile on more complaints, and then I, you know, switch over to that tone where I do a mocking, whining tone, and I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that when I come to listen to the show on Friday.
But man,
yeah, gamma siphon.
All right, so that's the news. Ray, what's in the mailbag?
There were a lot of things in the mailbag, but I tried to narrow it down a lot because there were a few that I thought we might discuss for a little bit. First, I actually do like bringing out negative comments. So there was a negative comment left on Podomatic, of all places.
How dare they?
By Jeff Lofton. Apparently we were talking about Deadpool, and apparently we pooed on his black power, I'm thinking. I don't remember the conversation, so maybe you guys do, but here's what he said. He said he completely disagrees, as do most of the players that he knows in the MPQ world on our comments on Deadpool. Deadpool is all about his black, not his red or purple. His red and purple get interchanged. Black should always be at a 5, especially with 5-star matches damaging, doing that triggers his black a lot. So I don't remember what we said.
I don't know.
About Deadpool.
I mean, shows and shows and shows ago when he was our featured character.
Well, this is, I think he's talking about the 4-star.
Oh, the 4-star.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was talking
the 4-star, wait.
Or maybe not.
I'm assuming he's talking about 3-star Deadpool.
Yeah,
I don't know. The episode that he did this on was 3 episodes ago, and the character of the week was the thing. So I have no idea what Deadpool
because
we were talking about.
We were talking about the 3-star Deadpool because the discussion was when you have Thing and Deadpool in the same team, which guy steps forward to take the damage?
Sure.
And it was whoever had the higher health level. And I had called back to when he was the featured character, and I was running him at a 3-5-5, and, you know, I was told by several reliable sources that 5 was not the way to go in black, that I was undervaluing red, and that I should reevaluate my specs. And I looked into it, and it seemed and continues to seem reasonable at this time.
Right. In any case, his comment was saying that the black gets activated a lot when you're fighting 5-stars and their match damage is so high.
Okay.
So, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I probably won't change mine because I enjoyed that really cheap red and I like dropping whales.
I do like both those things. And that red, you know, now that I know that it gets, like, I thought it was just a straight percentage of the enemy's health, but I've noticed that seems to get boosted with
strike tiles.
You know, strike tiles.
Yeah.
So that really tipped the scales for me, you know, because I thought you would just get constant diminishing returns with the red, but I like how cheap it is, and I have, you know, killed characters by activating his red power.
I mean, I've got mine at 4-5-4, so I kind of balance there. But
sure.
I like dropping that big whale.
Yeah, and I'll have to, I don't doubt him. I don't doubt him at all. I would have to, like I discussed, clearly I'm not paying attention during the segment that I'm talking in. So I'd have to go back and, you know, look, and I use him regularly. So I have a good idea of about what black does, but I don't have the actual math in front of me. So I would want to sit down and take a look at that and make sure that I understood it because, you know, I just don't. I would need to have someone hold my hand through that process. Like, you know, I don't know, someone who's good at math. Who's got a puzzle quest.
My only other comment is that he mentions the 5-star match damage being so high and triggering it. Well, when I see a bunch of 5-stars that I have to go up against, I skip. Like, I'm still at the point where I try to avoid them when I can. So, yeah, I didn't take that into consideration.
Hey, right, speaking of 4-star Deadpool, though, he's 2 days away from me in the shield resupply.
Ooh.
I get me
down to what?
Yeah, I get me a purple Uncanny Deadpool.
Cool. That's excellent.
I'm excited.
I'm actually gonna I'll go back and I will reread what is known about Life of the Party and see, you know, if I am in fact misusing him.
Sure.
This is known.
So when you use 4-star Deadpool, or I'll just say this, when I use 4-star Deadpool with the countdown for what? I get DJ Snake and
Little John.
Turn down for what?
Sure.
I get that in my head every time.
I assume that's what it, I thought that's what it was an obvious reference to. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Like, I thought that was the joke.
It may be, but...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Moving on. Next comment from Mojave Desert Tortoise.
That's specific.
There was a question on the on Reddit about when anyone might spend 120 command points to buy a 4-star cover. And he put in a post that I think is worth going over. So if you're thinking about spending 120 command points to get a 4-star cover, ask yourself these questions. And I would also say that it might be true only just to a lesser extent if you're thinking about spending command points to buy a 3-star cover. But the questions are, do you have 12 covers in that character already? Are they stuck at 5-5-2 or a variant thereof, which would mean that you need exactly that color to fully cover them? Is the way the character covers are currently distributed debilitatingly suboptimal? Do you have ISO on hand to champion them immediately? If not, then you should wait and try and get that miraculous cover on your own. Will they, being fully covered with the optimal spec, make your roster massively better? And if all the answers are positive to all those questions, then he really thinks you shouldn't do it, but okay.
All this and more, the next Geraldo.
That was very well put together, very concise.
Man, all I'm thinking in my head is, well, that is 6 legendary tokens I could open instead.
I know. Yeah. You know what you could get with that? You could
old get Man Logan.
You could get the character you're looking for, or an Old Man Logan.
I'm thinking that is 6 potential Old Man Logan covers right there.
But no, you're right. That was fact-filled. That was a logical approach.
And still don't do it.
Right. And still don't do it. And then you know, knowing you guys as well as I do, I'm not at all surprised that that was also your answer, because it's also my answer. But I know that you both have a pretty strong gambling background, so you're like, yeah, pull that lever. One of those 6 tokens is going to be Old Man Logan. I promise it. Pull exactly. it again. Pull it again.
Come Gold. On, baby. Come on. Bet it on black.
Always bet on black. We got a question from Chloe. Kind of transition question. Kind of dying on the vine.
I was going to say, I feel like this would have been better on dying on the vine, because that's a segment that needs more love.
Do you want to save? We can save it.
I think
it.
You should. Okay. I think we can discuss her other points that she brought up that I had discussed with you previously that filled my heart with warmth and joy. But her dying on the vine question, I think, is a very good dying on the vine segment question.
Sure, we'll throw it in there.
Because I can tell you right now, our vines are going to be boring.
This is true, actually.
Right. So go ahead. Or I wanted to give a shout out to serial commenter Zoe for
Chloe.
Did I say Zoe?
You did.
Once it came out, I realized that I was wrong, but I do like that she was throwing a little shade the way of serial commenter Jordan from Jersey for attacking her in the simulator, and invites him to suck on those 30 points that he got. I like that. I like that a commenter rivalry is springing up around a podcast that I'm involved with. So thanks for creating a community filled with low grade hostility.
Next comment, Orion of the Glade. He said, hey, first time commenter, long time listener. He says that he wants to give us a massive thanks for everything that we do. He's an intensive care doctor in rural Australia, so he's incredibly starved of entertainment on long shifts, and he says that we quickly rocketed to his favorite podcast ever.
Wow, thanks.
Thanks, mate.
So I was going to give him a hearty you're welcome. Craig shat on him from across the ocean. Man, you are a turd.
You know, as a doctor, he probably has access to, you know, a knife.
Oh, man, probably not. Probably as an adult.
Man, I'm sure every knife. Australian hates Americans and Crocodile Dundee, but man, we still love that movie years later.
What do you mean, we, white man? Well, good. Yeah, at first I wasn't sure how to take it because it sounded like a really positive comment. And then he's like, I'm just so starved for entertainment. I was like, wow, the bar is really low for us. way to sneak in there, podcast. We did a good job. But rocketing to the top. And thank you for all your hard work and for your love for the show. We really appreciate it.
Tell all your patients.
Tell all your patients. Nice. A comment from D-Wing Illinois. He says that his mind just crossed the circuits while listening to the last show of Ronda Rousey becoming BDSM Carol Danvers.
Yeah.
And he says, I'd pay to see that, but I'm never telling anyone.
You can just watch her last fight where she got the poop knocked out of her.
And a comment from Dances with Weevils that he commented on the what he called the sweet moment of Schadenfreude when Craig pulled the Moon Knight Lunacy cover. The only thing that would make it better is to find out next week that Craig has thrown over his Cage Fist Switch team for a different convoluted team centered on Moon Knight.
Someday. Someday they'll go away.
Yeah, I'm also still stunned. I was a little shaken up about that Lunacy cover.
That was insane. I couldn't believe that happened.
Man. burns me up.
The last thing that I have is from Aestheticist on the D3 forums. He posted a epic character, the 5-star Mole Man cover mock-up.
It is sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on the website somewhere because it's very cool.
It's not as sweet as that 5-star Dazzler that we got before, but, you know, Dazzler. Same.
Yeah, I don't know that. The Mole Man looks pretty excellent. You're right. I mean, it's hard to stack up against a 6-star Dazzler.
Yeah.
And by hard to stack up, I mean not difficult at all.
No love.
Yeah, Mole Man is sweet. No, truly no love for the Dazzler.
Yeah, no love.
That's all I got.
I just went and bought a copy of A-Force number 2 today so I could read more of what's going on in the life of Dazzler.
I don't doubt that at all.
I don't either. Nothing epic, like she was killed, she won't be in any more comics.
No! Man... She's hanging out with She-Hulk and Medusa and she's having a good old time.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Hey, it's time for a thing, Ian.
Oh, my goodness, a thing?
It's time for the feature Again? Character of the week.
Feature character of the week. Week.
Hooray.
This week brought to you by Yeoman Tatcross, a memorial fund for all the red shirts who bravely gave their lives for the USS Enterprise. Please send your donations to Yeoman Tatcross.
I'm aware that Star Trek is a thing, but otherwise I don't get your reference, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeomans are officers on the Enterprise, like your entry level.
Low ranking officers.
On the Enterprise, and red shirts die in every single episode. That's the base security force.
I did not know that. I didn't realize that they used that ranking system for Starfleet as well as, you know, English nobility.
Yeah. Yeoman Janice Rand, you know, being your most famous yeoman.
I did not know that. Being not a Star Trek fan, I just assumed that it was some sort of situation.
Stuff. Yes.
Where you've been serving your lord for a while and you're moving up from meat shield to squire and you want to memorialize this promotion. So, and you want to kind of solidify the support of the church behind you so you get a cross tattooed on your chest.
Wow.
It's a Yeoman Tatcross.
I'd go to Yeoman Tatcross. They are bringing you the exploits of none other than featured character Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic.
She called me Mr. Bombastic.
Leader of the Fantastic Four. Now, when I was reading up on him before this segment, because I have very few covers of him. I think I have one or maybe two levels of his black, and that's it. So I use it because his black power amuses me and nothing more. People really dump on Cho, and they really dump on Star-Lord. Have they never read this guy's power list? He is terrible. He is one of the best characters in the Marvel Universe, at least one of the smartest and most powerful, in my opinion. I read over his powers before the show, and again, I may get corrected later, but I will be somewhat resistant because I don't see these getting good. He is a blue, yellow, black character. Blue, it costs 8 AP. It's called Flexibility. He stuns the enemies for a turn, creates 2 blue protectiles, strength 17. you sold me already. one turn stun and 34 points of protect. Holy smokes. Okay, so the protect gets more, and the stun lasts for 2 turns. The protect gets more, and the stun lasts for 3 turns. And when he is all grows up, he is 2 strength 207 protectiles and stuns for 3 turns. So, that's adequate. Finally, at that level, but here we go on to Master of the Fantastic. It's yellow, it's passive, it costs 0. When an enemy matches a friendly special tile, Mr. Fantastic heals for 409 points and generates 1 green AP for each other Fantastic Four member on the team.
Nay.
Yay, that's right. So he heals for 570. Yeah, he heals for more, he heals for more, heals for more. He heals for the most. He heals at max level at level 5. He is healing for 3,406 damage. I mean, when you're a maxed out 4-star, that is a pittance. The only thing that really gives some credibility to this is its true heal. It is not the regular.
It's not burst.
For this game. It is not burst healing.
Yep.
So that's good. Finally, the mighty Imaginaut. His black power, it costs 9. And this causes him to place a 2-turn black countdown tile on the board. Then the countdown tile generates a passive ability. While one of the tiles is on the board, whenever a friendly red, green, and yellow match is made, it deals 146 damage and increases the duration of the tile by 1. Damage goes up, damage goes up. Countdown tile goes up to 3 instead of 2, and damage goes up. So, maxing him out at a dealing damage of 812 damage and putting out a 3-turn countdown tile. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm flabbergasted. I like don't have him and I don't know how to make him effective. I get it that his shtick is he needs to hang out with the other Fantastic Four to be effective, but I mean, their presence doesn't boost him that much. He makes 2 extra green AP, and, you know, most of them have a green power that's sort of useful. And by that, I mean Thing does. Man, I can't even...
All right, here's something that's going to blow your mind.
All right, I'm ready.
I sometimes use him in PvP because it amuses me to team him up with Carnage and just watch him heal himself something fierce, because Carnage ends up eventually covering the board in special tiles.
Right.
And then they get matched away, and he just keeps healing and keeps healing and keeps healing and keeps healing and keeps healing.
Sure. That's fine. That sounds somewhat amusing. I believe you. I believe that you do that.
It sounds like amusing, but at the same time, it sounds like a very long, slightly amusing match.
I know! The amusement does not make up for how boring that's going to be. I don't know. So, I mean, I guess his optimal design would be, I mean, 500? Like, who cares?
I love that. That was the best estimation I've ever heard.
Like, stun is valuable. 3-turn stun plus some protect tiles. I can see that being valuable. I mean, when you're talking about a maxed out level 4 character and he's doing an extra 800 per match, that's just like a pittance. And he, you know, it's assuming you've maxed that Imaginaut out. I don't know. I assume 535 is popular. 544 seems fine. I can't imagine, you know, 5 in yellow and you know, not elsewhere. Like, I couldn't imagine, like, a 454. Like, that's ludicrous to me. 355 also seems ludicrous to me. So, I don't know. As long as you make his blue power, I don't know. I don't know. Someone, Ray, do you have an answer for me?
I could see a 5-5-3 because the 3-turn stun is nice, and if you're going to use the healing, you're gonna, I mean, yeah. It doesn't really get good to level 5.
Yeah, but the true heal, I mean, you can't have it that high, because true heal is very powerful, and I get that, but, yeah, I'm just flabbergasted at what a seemingly, at least on paper, what an ineffective character he is.
Yeah. The only thing I dislike about him the most is that, yeah, the benefit of teaming up with the other FF members is meaningless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, at most I get 2 green.
2 green. Yeah.
Huzzah. Right. 2 green. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure there's and again, I'm excited for this because I'm so just at a loss. Next week's mailbag will have the, you know, well, I use him in a team with Jibba Jabba and Jabba Jibba, and it has this effect, so that's why I think he's good.
Well, see, I mean,
I've heard in previous comments that the mighty Leonard F. Chikarison enjoys him. I can't tell if that's just because Leonard is such a positive guy and is really a Mr. Fantastic fan, or if he's found an effective way to use him. So I'm reaching out to anybody to help explain Mr. Fantastic to me.
I mean, one of my other problems is he's got this true healing, but if you know, one of the Thing's good powers that he's going to jump in front and take the damage. Well, so if Thing's jumping in front to take the damage, why does Mr. Fantastic need to heal himself?
I don't know.
Johnny Storm is fragile. I mean, he does the damage, but and you know, and I always look at Imaginaut and pretend it's an old Jersey accent for me. So it's like, hey, imagine that. So that makes it slightly better for me when I put it on the board.
Yeah, I think Imaginot is amusing, but it's just not effective. It's like, I don't know, he's like a 4-star version of 2-star Black Widow, but way worse. Like, Imaginot reads, you know, very similar, like a less effective version of espionage.
Sure, I see where you're going with that.
The healing is, you know, like a less effective but truer version of her healing. And then instead of stealing AP, he gets stunned. So, whatever. Whatever, I'm out.
Drop the mic and walk away.
Seriously, that is a... Man, I don't know. Hopefully they did not have to pay... Hopefully Yeoman Tat Cross did not have to pay much for that sponsorship. Because no one is tuning into that station to hear that ad.
It's all on you, Stink Palm. Come up with why we should use this character.
Sure. I've told you, I'm reaching out to all the listeners if anybody can help me out here.
The answer is Carnage. That's why you should use
it. I don't believe that in any way.
Yeah. I believe that's Craig's answer. But yeah. I'll need an additional answer to accept this as truth. So that was Mr. Fantastic, brought to you by the fine folks at Yeoman Tat Cross.
Moment of silence for the red shirts.
All
right. Dying on the Vine time, kids. This week brought to you by two new shows over on the U62, Bowling for Burgers with Chef Bernie, and don't miss the special preview of Strip Solitaire this weekend, only on U62. All right, do you want to start off with our vines, or you want to go straight to Chloe's?
No, let's start off with ours, because we can plow through those. I'll start. So I have a total of 25 cash covers waiting. They are all 2-stars. They are all waiting for me to get enough ISO to champion their, you know, corresponding characters, because I have 6 2-stars waiting to be championed and no ISO to do it. There you go. There's my Dying on the Vine.
Well, hopefully you'll get to, hopefully on Monday you'll be able to get to level 6. You'll be able to get to level 66 of shield level.
That is what I'm open for.
I got a slightly different problem. I got 7 2-stars that are dying just because I don't have the covers to re-champion the people. I have almost all of them in either 11 or 12 covers, and the colors that I keep getting aren't ones I can use to champion up.
Sure.
And I've got yet another yellow thing cover dying on the vine for another 8 days, which I cannot use.
Man, you've been getting a lot of those.
Yeah. And still not being able to use them.
Helps to balance out with all the excellent Moon Knight covers you've been getting.
I just need one green thing. I've got them at 552. If I can get one more Yancey Street special.
Yeah.
Booyah.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on. Give it one more segment.
He's not in Latest Legends.
Okay.
What do you mean? He's a 4-star. Of course
he's a 4-star.
Oh, sorry. I'm taking Street for 5 stars. I'm not planning on getting any 4 stars. I'm sending it out to the universe. 5 stars only.
My vine is looking totally great ever since the sell by star level feature came out. I can't stop selling. It's just so handy.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, there's nothing. I don't have to individually click on each one, which really wasn't that cumbersome, but man, it helps.
Well, no, it wasn't that cumbersome because you don't open your 1-stars. You don't. For me, I'm selling like 6 to 8 at a time here. Saving a lot of time. 2.5%, Craig. 2.5% chance of getting the thing, which means it's a, I don't know, 0.8% of getting another, getting a green or getting another yellow. So
Hope. My fingers are crossed.
Saying there's a chance.
Exactly.
All right. Let's tell the fine folks at home about Chloe's other problem when not being attacked by Jordan. I said Chloe.
I
definitely said Chloe this time.
You did.
Okay. I thought you were accusing me of another wrong name situation.
No, I just said tell me. Tell me more.
Okay.
So the question is, I'm assuming she, with a name like Chloe, I am just finishing championing most of my 3-stars and am only a few of the currently released 4-stars that she wants. However, those 4-stars still aren't usable, having 4 covers at the most, so really at the start of the 4-star transition. I have a Silver Surfer on my vine. He's not a 5-star that I feel suits my general strategy. I'm somewhat worried that what he'll do to my PvP opponent algorithm. I already have a banner, which I think has contributed to a slightly increase in the competitions.
Right.
However, my general approach is to transition as early as possible. I started collecting 4-stars when my 3-stars were just overtaking my 2-stars in terms of usability. So the question is, do I roster Silver Surfer, or is it just a bit too early to do so?
I will weigh in first because I am in, I believe, a similar, I feel a similar situation, at least level wise. I am also on the, what I call the 3 to 4 star plateau. I have not started the 4 star climb in any effective way. I mean, I gather them up whenever I can, but I've got no, I'm nowhere near fully having any of them fully covered. As Craig likes to remind me, most of my characters are in the poo house. And I really, like I've discussed, I'm really satisfied with the number of champion 3 stars that I have. Here is where I'm sure we will diverge, is because of gameplay and, at the moment, committedness to success in the game. Ever since we formed our new alliance, I don't have anything PvP-wise or otherwise to worry about. So I would say absolutely roster that 5-star guy who I've already forgotten.
Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer. Sure, why not? I mean, I've never seen anybody who uses him to great effect. He, as far as 5 stars go, he seems to be kind of a middle-of-the-road kind of guy. But, you know, I'm still dazzled when I see a 5-star cover, and I would have a near-impossible time letting one go. And I don't care about my scaling algorithm. I just don't. It doesn't faze me one bit. So that's something I would take into consideration. Will it, you know, cause a negative shift or, you know, make your challenges much harder? Probably. I suspect it will. So if you're hoping to get those first place finish or high progression rewards in PvP, then I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe send him in the way of the ISO factory. Recycle him back. Recycle him back into star stuff. I'm sure Galactus can find himself many a new herald.
He's got a ton of them.
Yeah.
So there's a couple arguments. I think I was going to wait for Craig to go because I think his argument is it's a 5-star. You should recruit it.
I agree. Even if it's the oh so terrible, all you get is the stupid black hole power because that's all I seem to get for Silver Surfer. But
so Silver Surfer has a couple interesting abilities. Yeah. If you get the blue and he can't be stunned,
and the healing's nice.
That is very nice. The healing, yeah, the healing is nice with that as well. I am of the opinion that I want to collect all of the 5 stars. I want to have all of them just in case. Their match damage, if you're just using them against, you know, a low level team, is significant. Not to just be discarded. So with that in mind, I would encourage you to roster him. But at the same time, it sounds like you are more of a choosy person as to what characters you keep. And I don't have any argument to keeping Silver Surfer. He seems to be a very mediocre 5-star as far as the 5-stars go. But again, I would keep him just because I like collecting them and the match damage. Like, you throw a Silver Surfer, what's my others? Iron Man and the Old Man Logan, even though I only have one black cover. I throw them together and the match damage alone can be devastating to, you know, the low fights. So, but yeah, it probably is going to affect your ranking.
Absolutely. It will absolutely skew your PvP ranking not in your favor. So if that is a concern of yours, by all means, do not roster him.
There you go.
Yeah. Craig, there was nothing more from you.
No. Nope.
Please roster him. Please collect all the characters.
Yep. Gotta catch them all.
Cool. Yeah, fair. Silly, but fair.
All right, fine. That was The Vine, brought to you by Bowling for Burgers with Chef Bernie on the U62. Anybody get anything special in the reward bag this week?
I think I've had a rough week for rewards. I'd no significant 4-star rewards of any kind, ISO, hero points, or characters. No, I got nothing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think I'm in the exact same boat. I didn't make note of any 4-stars that I received. I think I got a 250 hero points from a taco token.
Yeah, that's
so
a
that's
nice
my
one.
Big.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
I got the latest Legends token from the Webbed Wonder Vault.
Ooh, nice.
So I will be opening that here in 2 shakes of a lamb's tail. Is that not a finite enough period of time for you? Or?
No, I wasn't prepared for that.
All right. I'm bringing it back.
Use references. Yeah, you can't use references like that if I'm underprepared.
Hey, it's time for the opening of the tokens, brought to you by this guy. Shout out to our sponsor, this guy.
Oh, man.
Right.
So I've managed to dial it back a little bit this week. When you said that, I only used one thumb to point at myself.
I still use both.
Okay, good.
All right, so 3 in total. There you go.
Three thumbs. Oh my god, alright, I gotta diverge the show for 1 second.
Oh, nuggets.
I don't know how this just popped in my head, but they have now made, I think it is now true, the worst reality show of all time debuted last night.
Yeah, it's
let me
stretch.
Guess, Donald Trump is running for president?
No. Worse. No. let me
not
see
possible.
If I can find the it's Terry Bradshaw.
Oh my god, and three other
right.
dudes
and
do
the
stuff.
Fonz,
and the Fonz and I can't remember who the other guys are, but I saw this.
Yes.
It's Terry Bradshaw, the Fonz, Shatner.
Shatner.
And some other guy I didn't see. But do they do travel?
They are traveling Asia, apparently. And the it's George Foreman. And the preview I saw showed them taunting North Koreans. Like, they went to the border, I think, between South Korea and North Korea, and, like, were dropping things over the borderline just to, like, irritate people. Like, it just seemed the weirdest thing ever.
It does seem like, it definitely did not qualify as the worst ever. There are far worse shows, but I feel like someone was a real big fan of that movie, Wild Hogs, and they wanted to make it into a reality show.
Nice.
With really... So old mediocre guys.
It's called Better Late Than Never.
Right. Yeah. And it's William Shatner, Henry Winkler, George Foreman, Terry Bradshaw, and who is Jeff Dye?
I don't know.
He's some young kid, I guess.
Oh.
He's a
George
comedian.
Foreman, really?
Anyway, they explore Asia for a month here's what it claims. No personal assistants, publicists, limousines, presidential suites, translators, or any other creature comforts that their life in the limelight normally provides.
All lies.
Based on the South Korean TV hit, Grandpa's Over Flowers.
Oh, I love that title, and I love that it's a hit in South Korea.
Oh, man. But I just can't believe they spun this. I can't believe that these guys' agents convinced them to do this show.
What else are they doing?
Well, Bradshaw works every Sunday. He's got the football going.
Yeah, that he had that whole off season.
I suppose it is
true.
He had
tons of time to take a trip with some randos or friends. I don't know if they get along or not. Just take me back to the tokens, Craig.
All right, let's go back to the tokens. Sorry.
Don't you have a bunch to open?
I got two.
All right, you won last week, so you go first.
Okay, I'm going to open two latest Legends tokens here. Two. All right. Two of them.
Dos.
Oh, first one's a 5-star.
Oh, man.
Poke. Ha-ha! Black Bolt,
Iron
the
Man.
Silent King. Boom.
Sigh.
Exciting. Now I just need some hero points. Okay. Opening up token 2. It's 4-star. It is a Nick Fury Avengers Assemble. I don't know what that makes my Nick Fury.
Oh, it should put him close. I think you might have that Avengers Assemble already at 5, though.
Yes, I have Nick Fury at 5-5-1, so that is not helpful. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's going to be rough.
Yeah, that one's going to be dying on the vine for a while.
Yeah, good luck getting those last two demolitions. That's going to be a sad story.
Yep.
All right. Well, good job on the...
The Black Bolt. Yeah.
Yeah, on the Black Bolt. Well, now, I feel like I'm going to be underwhelmed, but who knows? Maybe I could turn things around. Maybe this could be an all-around win. Here comes spending 20 command points on a Classic Legends token.
Yellow. Old Man Logan.
It is not. It is going to be a 4-star. Hopefully it's a Nick Fury demolition, but I'll settle for a Kingpin.
Oh, I like Kingpin.
It's good old 4-star Deadpool.
Oh,
nice.
It's his black X-Enforcer power.
X-Enforcer, a licky boom boom down.
I wasn't sure if that's where you were going, so I figured I'd let you finish, and then you got there, and I was like, ooh.
Brought to you by the miracle music of snow.
And that rounded him out to a nice even 2-2-2.
Oh, nice. There you go. The double poop house. It's like a two-seater. It's the love
that's
toilet.
Gross.
You remember the love toilet?
I do.
All right. So I also have two latest Legends tokens. I don't remember what it was from. I think it was from the last Crash of the Titans, not...
Right.
Not What's-Her-Face, but the other one.
Oh, clearly.
Not Wazahoo, but old Who's a What's-It.
Exactly. So, latest Legends. I am going to receive a 4-star... Nova. Nova Blast.
Pew,
pew. Cool.
I'm sure you need it, so that sounds good.
Yeah, I can definitely just throw that on the pile. And the second one is going to be another 4-star. Ooh, it is a Fisk Defense Kingpin Purple.
Oh, that's good. Nice.
That's way more exciting.
That is way more exciting. Sure.
So my Kingpin, let's see where my Kingpin is. He is now going to be at a 4-5-2.
Oh, wow. He's really moving now.
Yeah, still level 70. I haven't put a drop of ISO in, but that's nice.
Right, and now that you have those two yellows that you had been working so hard to get,
yeah.
I feel like the sky's the limit for Kingpin.
And Nova's at 130, so... Pew-pew!
Yeah.
Pew-pew! Yeah.
You know, he deals the correct amount of damage now, in case you were concerned about that.
Man, a 5 in Fisk Defense generates 8 yellow AP now.
Yeah.
Oof, that is a lot.
Yeah, it is. That's 2 away from him launching his pawns immediately.
Yeah. So that'll be nice.
Good time.
Yeah, I've seen how crushing he is in the current Howard the Duck event.
For sure. Oh, that reminds me. Let's get back into this. I wanna play a few more rounds of Howard the Duck before it switches over to the final leg of my event.
That's true. Yeah. Get out your final points in here in the, what is it? It's not guys and dolls. What do they call it? Guys and gals?
Is it? I thought it was like Duck Be a Lady. Maybe that was That's the first one.
Duck Be a Lady tonight. That's a shout out for one of our Alliance members who specifically requested that song in our Alliance chat.
Wow.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, that was very generous.
At some point, we should bring up the developers that Alliance chat is horribly buggy, and quite often you don't get to see all the messages.
Huh. That is true.
This is known.
This is known.
All right, I think that's all we got this week. That was plenty, right?
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, Ian. Tell me about the podcast network.
Tell me all about it.
Sure thing, Craig. It's the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It's got several other fun and like-minded shows, along with the Puzzle Warriors 3. You can enjoy such shows as Podvocacy, the Fresher and Parlance Show, The Prime Defective, Profane Arguments, Prodigal Sons, and the Longbox Heroes and Longbox Heroes After Dark. We have links to all of those on our homepage, as well as the soon-to-be-named-network.com and soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. So if you would like a full description of any of those shows, please click on the links and check them out. They are all grade A1 quality.
I think this week's, once I haven't finished editing it, but I think this week's Profane Argument is like our best show yet.
Really?
Oh, I loved it.
Wow. Good for us. I mean, I was there.
I know.
I just feel like we often do a good show, so I would have to, you know, revisit the show to know if I, you know, if it was our best one ever. I don't doubt you. I have no reason to doubt you.
I just really enjoyed re-listening to it. And since I knew exactly what was said, and I'm re-listening to something I already know about, it was still enjoyable. So
excellent. So check out that link on our homepage or go to profanearguments.com. Best show to date.
Check it out. All right. Now I think we're done. Now we're done.
I think so.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us once again. As always, check out our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com. Leave any notes you want to talk about there on the Discuss feature or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums or via email via the Contact Us section of our webpage. Check the podcast there, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, wherever your podcast needs are met. See if you can find us. If you feel like throwing us a bone, click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage, or you can become a patron using the Patreon link, which is also on our webpage, and you could sponsor one of the fine segments on our show, like listener comments or rewards of the week. Those don't have sponsors. They're sad and lonely.
News also needs a sponsor.
News needs a sponsor. Bring them some joy. Yeah. Sure, we all do. I don't know.
Right.
So that's all. Goodbye for now, and remember, kids, after a few incarnations, you gotta trade in your bike for a car. Good night.
Good night. Goodbye, friends.